Tonight I'll be talking with you about God's personal name, Yahweh. Sometimes Yahweh is referred to as the divine name, and sometimes it's called the ineffable name, which simply means the unspeakable name. Most religious Jews won't even say the name Yahweh. Instead, they use the Hebrew word Hashem, which means the name. So in effect, they call Yahweh the name. Yahweh is also called the Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton means four-letter word, and it's used because Yahweh's name has four letters in Hebrew. It's regrettable, but the name Yahweh doesn't appear one time in the three most popular Bible translations on the market today: the King James Bible, the New American Standard Bible, and the New International Version have left God's name out completely, and they substitute the titles Lord and God, where the name Yahweh actually belongs in the Scriptures. There are several problems with this tradition. First, Lord and God are titles, not names. As you'll see a little later, Yahweh commanded us to declare His name to the world, but He never even hinted that we should declare His titles to the world. Second, both Lord and God can be applied appropriately to wood, rock, or metal. That's right. And Yahweh Himself refers to anything that's been fashioned into an idol for worship as either a god or a lord. So in a nutshell, those titles don't distinguish between Yahweh and inanimate objects. I know I'm repeating myself, but I want to make it clear. Yahweh did not tell us to declare His titles to the world. He did tell us to tell the world who He is by name. By the time we're through tonight, this fact will be clear to you. In the Old Testament, the name Yahweh should appear where you find the phrase the Lord, where all the letters in the word Lord are capitalized. It should also appear where you see the phrase the Lord God, where all the letters in the word God are capitalized. Many times Yahweh's name is translated Lord of Hosts, where all the letters in the word Lord are capitalized. This is a powerful name for God. In Hebrew, it's Yahweh Sabaoth, and it literally means Yahweh, Master of Legions. It refers to Yahweh as the supreme sovereign in the universe, the ruler of everyone and everything, including the forces of nature. It may surprise you to discover that the name Yahweh appears more than 6,000 times in the Old Testament. According to Charles Ryrie, who is the author of the Ryrie Study Bible, it appears in the Old Testament exactly 6,823 times. And we know this for a fact. The New Testament is loaded with direct quotes and paraphrased passages from the Old Testament. And many times those Old Testament verses contain the words Lord and God in capital letters. We know the name Yahweh belongs there. So what I'm saying is this. The name Yahweh appears throughout the New Testament as well. But it's not always easy to identify where it belongs in the New Testament, because most Bible translations don't pay enough attention to the case of the letters brought from the Old Testament to the New Testament. By the time we're through here tonight, you'll know for a fact that every verse in the New Testament referring to salvation either makes direct reference to the name Yahweh or it alludes to the name Yahweh. In reality, the Scriptures make it clear that everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. The fact that this message has not been delivered to most Christians is really quite disconcerting to me. Before I go any farther, I want to make an important point. I didn't come here tonight to impress you with my wisdom and my opinions. I spent my adult life as a university professor, so you can rest assured that I have opinions, but they aren't relevant to my message tonight. My sole purpose is to show you what the Scriptures actually say about the name Yahweh. I know this is a controversial message, but it's true nonetheless, and you need to know it. When we're through, you'll know these facts. We have one God, and His name is Yahweh. Yahweh is our Savior and our Redeemer, and He commanded us to declare His name to the world. And one other very important fact. The person you call Jesus is Yahweh.